redeemed from the curse of the law. That's what we're looking at. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We give you honour and glory and praise. We thank you for your presence here with us today. We thank you that we have the Holy Ghost here with us today who is helping us, and we desire that the Word of God is quickened to our hearts today, Lord, and that we take it into our hearts and we put it into practice in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Redeemed from the curse of the law. That's what the scripture tells us that we are. Let's have a look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. God, and I'll just read verse 14 as well, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. And those who are redeemed are those who have received Christ as their Saviour. Those who are now part of the kingdom of God, of the family of God, they are the redeemed ones. So let's not think of this lightly, because there was a very high price that was paid for our redemption. God has paid the price so that we have been redeemed from the curse. And the curse is still in existence in this today. The Bible says in the future that there will be no more curse. But now, right now, in this time, there is the curse at work. That curse is the curse of sin and the curse of death. The curse of decay and destruction. And originally in God's creation there was no curse. Because when God created the world and the universe and man, he created everything perfect. He made his creation and he called it very good. It was very good when he made it. There was no death. There was no sin. There was no sickness. There was no sorrow. There was no destruction and no decay in the original creation of God. He created it all and it was perfect. And when he created man. Man was created to follow God. And man was given the capacity to choose what he was going to do, whether or not he would willingly follow the Lord, which is what God desires from man, is to follow him willingly with our whole hearts. So man was given the choice to follow God willingly or to go against the word of God, because God gave man commandments. When he was first created, he gave him the commandment. Let's go to Genesis 2:17. This is a commandment. I'll start at verse 16, actually. I'll go back to verse 15. Let's start at verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So God gave man that commandment. He wanted man to willingly obey what he had said. And that only commandment was that not to touch something was don't touch the tree. Not to eat of it. He was allowed to touch it because he would have been looking after the tree, but he wasn't allowed to eat of it. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Don't eat of that tree. That was the commandment that the Lord gave to man. And he said, why? For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Surely die. That was the curse. Thou shalt surely die if... it wasn't the fruit that was the central issue here. It was the commandment of the Lord. It was going against the commandment of the Lord. And that was the test that man was given. I've given this commandment, gone forth, said God. That's the commandment. Are you willingly going to obey it? Or are you going to break it? And the result was, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So the curse was the result of disobedience. The curse, thou shalt surely die, was the result of disobedience to God's commandment. To God's commandment. And as we know, what happened was the serpent deceived Eve, who then convinced her husband that the curse would not come. That was not true, which in effect is saying God told us a lie, and that was not right. So the word of God was disobeyed, as we know, and as a result, God's word came to pass. Death entered into God's creation where it had not been before. So let's have a look at Genesis 3, verse 17. And this is what God said after the commandment was broken. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And then he goes on to say, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth, and in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread. And then he says in verse 19, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Death and decay came into God's creation because of the disobedience, the breaking of the command of God. There was no curse originally. It came in because of disobedience. And not only this planet Earth and man was cursed, but all of God's creation, that everything he created, being the stars and the universe, it became cursed too. So his creation, and that's what the scripture tells us in Romans 8:22. Let's have a look at that. Romans 8:22 says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together. The whole of creation was cursed. And that's why you see things like astronomical things show the process of decay. And in the earth, definitely we see it. There's decay and death, destruction, sin and sickness all around it, us. And it goes right back to that Genesis, the decree of the Lord that if man broke the commandment, thou shalt surely die. So when we come into this earth, when we're born into the earth, we are born into a cursed earth. And mankind is born with that sin nature inside of them, which is linked into death. So we're not born redeemed people. We're not born with that new spirit within us. We are born with, as the old man, the scripture tells us, we are born cursed. And unless we do something about it in our lifetime, it continues on until we end, until that person who has rejected Jesus Christ, result is that they end up in hell. So that's the way it goes. Unless a person makes a decision in their lifetime to change that through receiving Jesus Christ, who we read in Galatians 3:13, became a curse for us. Became a curse for us. So we have to think about the magnitude of what God has done here. The whole earth, the whole creation, everything he created was cursed. Jesus took that curse upon himself so that we could say, I receive it, I receive Jesus Christ, what he did for me, and miss everything of that judgment. Miss it all. Isn't that wonderful news? Miss it all. Miss going to hell after you die. Miss even having that death touch you while you're here on this life, because you, when a person gets born again, they get changed. Their very inner nature gets changed and no more linked into death and sin. What they get hooked and linked into is life. So not only the earth, but all of creation was cursed, and God has done something about that in Jesus Christ. Have a look in the book of Romans at chapter 6, verse 23. Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, there is a payment for sin. Did you ever think about it like that? That sin has a payment attached to it, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So to sin means a person gets paid, their wages are the wages of death. The wages of sin is death. So sin always carries that payment, the wage associated with it, death. Death. And what the Bible says in the second part of this verse is, but the gift of God, the gift of God. So it's not something that can be earned. It's a gift. And what does a gift have to be received? A gift is not earned, a gift is received. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's the only way a person can have eternal life, is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the wages of sin is death, But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when a person makes that decision for Jesus Christ, they are translated from the kingdom of darkness unto the kingdom of his dear Son, and that is the kingdom of life and light. And they have their nature changed, and there is no longer sin inherent in their nature, because it's a born-again heart, a born-again spirit. So it's the gift of God, and that gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Saviour, as Galatians 3:13 tells us, we receive that redemption. We become redeemed people. We are redeemed from the curse, sin and death and sickness, decay and destruction. We're redeemed from the curse. And the very high price that was paid for that, because the highest price that could have been paid was the sacrifice of the Lord God himself. Now, the Lord God himself, who created man and created everything in creation, became a man and God at the same time, and died for us, actually died for us, died, took our place and died, and went to hell, did what happens to what every person deserves to happen to them. Went to hell for us. Went to hell for us. He took everything of the curse upon himself so that we could be redeemed from it. So the highest price was that God himself paid the price and shed his blood. Shed his blood for us. Have a look at Acts 20:28. Acts 20 verse 28 says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood." He purchased the church. He purchased the church with his own blood. With his own blood, he purchased the church. So how precious do you think he sees the church? You and me. How precious do you think he sees us? Because he paid the highest price. The highest price that you could ever think, the highest price ever. The Lord paid that. He purchased the church with his own blood to redeem us from the curse of the law, to redeem us from the law of sin and death, so that we could have the gift of eternal life. So he paid the highest price, and that's why the Bible says that we are redeemed, because the word redeem, what that means is to gain or regain possession of something in exchange for payment. And he regained possession of us by paying the price of his life, his shed blood. He paid that price, and that was paid. The penalty for our sins has been paid, and we don't have to pay it now. The wages of sin is death. We do not have to pay that anymore. It's been paid for. That's why it's a gift, praise the Lord. It's been paid for. It's been paid for. Our life has been paid for. Jesus paid the price. He paid the price. And praise the Lord, he owns us. He owns us. Now, we do not belong to ourselves, the Bible tells us. We do not belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to the Lord. We belong to God. You belong to God. I belong to God. We belong to the Lord. We belong to Him. He paid the price. He paid the price for us. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says, this is God saying this to man, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Blessing and cursing is always in front of man. Blessing and cursing. Do you know, even after a person is born again, the choice is always there to walk in the blessing or to let themselves be affected by the curse through disobedience. Now remember, it's not in our nature to go against the Lord. And part of the way that the curse is able, the major way the curse is able to get in is if people believe a lie. They believe the lie of the devil and think that it's okay to do something when it's not, if it breaks the commandment of the Lord. So, blessing and cursing, to walk in the path of each one, it's always before us to do that. It's always before us. God says to go choose life, blessing and life, always to choose blessing and life. Now, if man had that choice to obey God or disobey God, the way of obeying God was the way of life, the way of disobeying God was the way of death and the curse. And that nothing's changed. The way of obeying God is the way of blessing and life. Disobeying God leads to the curse and death. Nothing has changed there. So the Lord always puts the choice before man. This is the way I want you to go. Now remember, we belong to Him. So it's our duty to always make the right choice and walk in the way of blessing, and to stay untouched from the curse. So, God does not want us to be touched by the death, to be touched by the curse. He doesn't want us to do that at all. And how does that happen? Through disobedience. And therefore, what is it important to do? Don't disobey God. Always obey the Lord. Always obey the Lord. In everything. Always obey Him in everything. And that's how we make the choice to walk in the way of blessing and life. To walk in the way of blessing and life. God wants us to always make the right choice, to obey Him and choose life. And He will always encourage us, command us to do that, and yet He never forces people to do anything. So He always wants us to do the right thing, and as Christians, it's our duty and our desire of our innermost man to want to do that. And that's what we should follow, to always do the right thing by obeying the Lord, because we have been redeemed. The price has been paid for us. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Let's go and have a look in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. John 10, Now, Jesus has told us in very clear terms what the purpose of the enemy is and what he has done for us. In John 10:10, the word says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." So two ways to go there. Now the thief, you know who the thief is. The thief is the devil, and his purpose is to steal, to kill and to destroy. That's the way of blessing and destruction and everything that the devil wants. But Jesus, he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So you have the way of death and destruction or the way of abundant life. And God has not only just said life, but abundant life. Abundantly. So death and destruction or abundant life. One comes through the way of disobedience and one comes through the way of obedience to the Lord. Abundant life, blessing, increase, obedience is the way to walk in that. Obedience is the key to walking in that. Obedience. And we know what the purpose of the devil is. His only purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy. And do you know the whole world, the Bible tells us that he's blinded the minds of them which believe not, and the whole world lies in wickedness, the Bible tells us. So he's blinded the minds of them which believe not and has a free rein in their life to steal and to kill and to destroy. But for the believer, they are not in the kingdom of darkness anymore. They are in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed from that. We've been redeemed from it. We are redeemed unto blessing, the blessing of the Lord. We are redeemed unto life, abundant life, through Jesus Christ. Abundant life through Jesus Christ. We have abundant life through Jesus Christ and redemption from the curse of the law. That's what he says. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. And that means that everything that's at work in this present world, this present cursed world, we've been redeemed from it. All the wickedness, the stealing, the destruction, the death and decay, we are redeemed from it. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's have a look at what we're redeemed from. Deuteronomy 28. And let's look at verses 15 to verse 20. Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 to 20. "But it shall come to pass," this is what the Lord said, "if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me." And he goes on in this chapter to specifically say things that will afflict the person who forsakes God. He mentions sicknesses and afflictions of people's minds, and as well as what we just read there. And that shows us what Christ has redeemed us from, what Jesus has redeemed us from. We are redeemed from the curse. We are redeemed from this, the cursing, vexation, and rebuke. We are redeemed from it. We are redeemed from every sickness. We are redeemed from every disease. We are redeemed from every affliction of the mind. We are redeemed from these things. We are redeemed from the law of sin and death. We are redeemed from it. We are redeemed from it. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. And the Bible tells us, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death that we were linked into, we are redeemed from it. We are redeemed from the law of sin and death. We are redeemed. And every sickness, every disease, every affliction of the mind, and everything brought about by the devil who comes to steal and kill and destroy is under the curse of the law. Everything of that is under the curse. And we are redeemed from it unto the blessing of God. So how do we walk in the blessing? What's the key to walking in the blessing? Tell me. Obedience, faith. By walking in obedience by faith. That's right, through obedience. Now, God pronounced the judgment, didn't he? When he said this curse, when he told Adam not to eat of the fruit of the tree, he said what the judgment would be, and he pronounced the judgment upon his creation, upon man. We have been redeemed from that. We have been redeemed from the curse. Have a look in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. First John chapter 5, verse 19. John 5:19 says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world lieth in wickedness. We have been redeemed from the wickedness that this world lies in. We've been redeemed from the wickedness, the lack, the oppression, the sickness, the disease, the stealing, the destruction, the decay. We've been redeemed from it all. We've been redeemed from it all. And we can live a life that goes against that destruction and death in the world. Others have done it in the Bible, haven't they? Other Christians are living the life of blessing. We are living the life of blessing, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be, that we live the life of blessing that he has blessed us with. Because he came to redeem us from the curse. And remember in verse 14 it says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. So he has redeemed us from the curse, redeemed us so that we are blessed. We are blessed. That means we can be blessed now in this world that's full of sickness and disease, that's full of lack and decay and destruction and death. We can be healthy and strong. We can be prosperous, materially and financially, for his purposes. We can make the right decisions. We can be led of the Spirit of God and prosper in everything that we do. We can be blessed in this world that lies in wickedness, because we are blessed right now. And how we walk in that blessing, remember, is by obedience, walking in it in faith and obedience to him. So the whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world and earth and creation is cursed. And the devil is the one who administers that curse. He's the one who steals and kills and destroys. You have Jesus Christ who administers the blessing. The devil administers the curse. So when the judgment of God has gone forth, the devil is the one who administers the curse. But do you know Jesus Christ, he came to deliver us from that. Have a look in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Do you know we need the blessing of the Lord? We need the protection of the Lord in this cursed world. Can everybody agree with that? In this cursed world, we need the blessing and the protection of the Lord. Because remember, the devil, he won't ask if it's okay to come in and bring the curse in. He's an intruder. He's a thief. He is a destroyer. He comes to steal, kill and destroy. And he doesn't wait to ask permission to do it. He looks for any opportunity. What gives him the opportunity? Disobedience. Disobedience gives him the opportunity. So we need the protection of the Lord. We need his blessing in this present cursed world. Have a look in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So you have the devil oppressing people, but Jesus Christ healing them and delivering them from that devilish oppression. That is the will of God, that we do not stay in subjection to devilish oppression, but that we walk in the liberty wherewith he's made us free. Walk in the liberty. He's redeemed us from the devilish oppression. He came to deliver us from devilish oppression. He came to deliver us, and he has paid the price. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He's redeemed us from it. He's paid the price. He has paid the price. It's our duty to honour that price that was paid for us by not even putting up with a little bit of the curse in our life. We don't want to dishonour the Lord. We don't want to even tolerate a little bit of the curse. He's redeemed us from all of it. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. Let's have a look in 1 John 5:18. 1 John 5:18 says, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not." When we are born of God, we are no longer linked in with the law of sin and death. And the wicked one, he has no right to touch us now. He has no authority to touch us anymore, unless we give an entry point through disobedience. If you obey God, then the wicked one will not touch you. And that's as it should be. That's as it should be. Because we are redeemed. So to finish off, let's go back to Galatians 3:13 and let's read that again. 13 and 14. Let's all read this. Let's read this together. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Ready? "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Christ hath redeemed us. Christ hath redeemed us. Redeemed us from sin and death, destruction, decay, all of the curse. Redeemed us unto the blessing of God, the blessing of Abraham. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you with our whole hearts that you have redeemed us. Christ hath redeemed us. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you paid the price. You paid the price of your own blood shed for us to redeem us. And we thank you that we are redeemed people. We are redeemed people. Father, we ask you, Lord, please help us to honour the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ and not even tolerate even a little bit or any of the curse at all, but to honour you through obedience, through obedience. We thank you, Lord, for every blessing that you have provided for us and that is upon us right now. We honour you, acknowledge you, and reverence you. And thank you that you have blessed us. We love you and we praise you. And we give place to the Holy Spirit and invite the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
The Lord says, "I am with my people. There are some who are dull of hearing, but therefore come to me and I will heal."
Praise God. And the Lord says that he unstops the ears of those that are dull through desire to follow him.
We always triumph in Christ.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We worship you and thank you, Lord, for we thank you for every blessing. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.